This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, again, part of the solution, and that's a big part of it. We want you to be part of the solution. Because if you're part of the solution, we will be able to fix stuff. If not, well, what can I tell you? We don't stand a chance. That's really what it boils down to. Anyway, 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'd like to get your take on it. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, on, again, New York Church inviting drag queens to perform for Sunday worship service. You go to one of those churches that, kind of like everything's open, everything goes, because, you know, God is love, therefore he loves everything and everybody. I don't know what Bible they're reading. Because I will tell you now that there's plenty of issues in the Bible, or plenty of things in the Bible that God has issues with. You know, the whole Ten Commandment thing? There's 10 issues he has right there. And when God says you shouldn't have any gods before you, the literal lefty will say, I don't have any other gods before me. Just because I worship money doesn't mean it's above God. Really? What are you doing with that money? Right? I mean, seriously. You know, when they look, when you consistently look at who gives more money and time to charities, it's Republicans. Really, when you look at it, when you look at the numbers, you look at the dollars, especially of all these elected officials who always scream what we should be doing for the poor, they're doing nothing for the poor. Absolutely nothing. But they'll tell you how great they are, what they should be doing, and why you should be ashamed of yourself for not wanting to use other people's money to do it. Where's theirs? I want to know where theirs is. How much money are they putting into it? And the lunacy continues. University of Illinois Chicago of Public Health, School of Public Health, published an article by a dietitian claiming that the medical term is racist. That's right. Obesity is racist. And that we should replace the term obesity with people, God bless, people with larger bodies. I don't even, you know what, I swear if I hadn't been doing a show for so long, I'd say, did somebody triple check this story? But we've seen this stuff so long. Author Amanda Montgomery, registered nurse, argued that the race scientists use fatness and differing body characteristics to classify black people as less civilized. It's a way to justify slavery, racism, class. So we coined the term, we made the term, you know, obesity to make black people feel bad. It goes all the way back. It allows us to justify slavery because black folks are fat, that, you know, that means they're more lazy, right? And we have to be on them, and, you know, that kind of thing. That's what this person is saying. I don't care what color. Look at me. I'm considered clinically obese. I'm almost, I don't know, what is it, 80 pounds? 60 pounds, 70 pounds, or whatever. Heavier than I should be according to the government numbers. But if I actually, if I was down at the government numbers, I'd look like I was dead. But even so, a happy median. But I know I have a problem with weight. It's not a medical one. It's a hand-in-mouth disease. I just don't know when to shut my mouth or stop putting food in it. Seriously. I'm not black, by the way. So when you call me obese, I don't think you're referring to me as a... that has something to do with slavery and being black. If my friends tell me, Joe, you got to watch your weight, I figure they care about me enough because they want me to be around for a while. I don't think they're trying to say something necessarily. Obesity is defined by the World Health Organization. Oh, well, there's, it doesn't matter then. As having a body mass index over 30, the organization says the condition is preventable by eating healthy food and engaging in regular exercise. And it really is simple. In most cases, it's simple. Here in this country, in the United States of America, we eat so much processed food and food at the supermarket. You know, Dr. Joel Wallach, he wrote a book that Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And it's all about what's in our foods. And when you go looking at the foods at the supermarket, and you see those beautiful, polished, red apples that probably were picked when they were bright green. The bananas now, they have no shave. They bring them in while they're still green. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been radiated. You know, it hasn't been grown properly. And doesn't have the nutritional value that you perceive it to have. A person's body index is calculated by dividing their body weight in kilograms, of course, by their height in meters. And the medical community considers a healthy BMI to be between 20 and 25. Montgomery argues that the BMI is a flawed measurement that's not representative of the entire human population. No, we start, remember, years ago, that woman that was trying to, she wanted to be the heaviest woman on the planet to give birth. So she was shooting for 800 pounds then to be pregnant. I can say a lot about that, but they take us off the air. Anyway, that is not sane. That is not sane thinking. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I was here, your host. I was a pleasure to have you. I love this. Liz Cheney says that Trump is too dangerous to be left alone. No, he's too dangerous to people like you. Because you like the status quo. You like what Daddy brought to the table. Right? I'm telling you. I am telling you that the day that Donald Trump gave his inauguration speech and he said point blank, "Today I give power back to the people," they all fainted. They all fell over. Okay? And they were petrified. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll finish up my obesity story. I mean, it is the narrative of the left. They need to change the words. They need to take away the... negative feelings about certain things. Okay? They need to make it so you don't feel bad about yourself. They want to make you feel good about everything. They want to make you fat, dumb, lazy, and stupid. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Think about everything that they're doing that they have a problem with. Okay? Don't make somebody feel bad for being fat. Don't talk about how food is killing them and this is they should be allowed to eat any way they want to. If they're happy being fat, leave them alone. Really? If they can't pass tests in school, if the kids are feeling bad about themselves because they have a hard time, then lower the scores. Lower their what they have to step up to make it happen. Lower the bar. We don't want kids feeling bad about themselves. Oh, yeah, by the way, let's get rid of those AP classes because it's detrimental and it's oppressive to the lower socioeconomic community. Oh, you mean blacks and Hispanics. That's what you call them all the time, blacks and Hispanics. We're the racist ones, right? So they're too stupid, and they can't work hard enough, so they're stupid and lazy to work themselves up to the point where they can get into an AP class. Is that what you're saying? Because I don't know any Republican who believes that. Every Republican that I know of, that I hang out with, every conservative that I hang out with, truly believes that if you have a heartbeat and a breath, you can make a difference. You can be better. You can do better for yourself. I don't hang around with one, and maybe they hide it from me. I don't know. I haven't got one black friend around me that believes because they were black that they just had to settle for what they had and keep their mouth shut. And I could use some terms that they use, but I'd probably get in trouble. No, every one of them has said to me, no, it was on me. Once I got out from under the Democrat oppressive umbrella, I made it. I made a difference. I made a difference in my life. I made a difference for my kids. Whole different animal. Whole different mindset. We don't believe, as a conservative Republican Christian, I don't believe that I have to coddle you. I believe I have to give you the tools and the knowledge, help you understand how to, teach you how to grow something, teach you how to kill something so you can eat, feed your family, and then leave you to do it on your own. But they don't believe that. They believe it's too hard for you to do it on your own. You've already worked too hard in your life. Let the government feed you. We'd love to feed you. We'll give you the money. We'll give you an EBT card. We'll give you the money. We'll say, well, you may not be able to buy anything at the store because it's nothing on the shelves, but we'll give you the money. We'll give you other people's money. Right? I mean, seriously. It is so funny that when you they think that we as Republicans, when we go to hire somebody, we go look to see what color they are. No, I don't look at the application to see what color they are. Right? Well, you can figure it out from where they were born. I don't go look to see where they were born. I don't go look at any of that stuff. Do they have the qualifications I was looking for somebody to come to work? Do they have what it takes to make me money? Yeah, I believe in capitalism. Can they do the work I need them to do so they cover themselves from a payroll standpoint, and they make me money so I can grow. Right? Although the other side doesn't do that. They go shuffling through the applications. The first thing they look at is not whether you can do the job. They look at what color you are. And now they've got to the point where if you're an illegal, they're going to put you at the top of the list. If you're black, you'll go just under that because they're losing the black vote. They're losing the black population. So now you guys aren't as important to them anymore. And they go from there. I mean, my God, think about it. If you're a black, illegal, transgender person, you'll get the job every time. How does that make you feel? You feel good about that? Because I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live. That's up to you. But to think you've got a job because of your color, because of your gender, yes, I believe in gender, and or the sexual orientation you are, how does that make you feel good? In all sincerity, how does it make you, I mean, I know it makes you feel bad at times when you know you didn't get the job because of racism or what have you, and somebody felt, I'm not really, I've got enough black people working for me, I don't need any more. I got enough Hispanics who barely speak English working for me, I don't need any more. I mean, that's terrible. Although I got to tell you something, and I have the right to say it. My grandmother and others in my family did not speak English well. And I don't know if it was a time difference, the way they felt, but they were somewhat embarrassed about it because they had the tools around them to learn English. And I won't say they chose not to, they didn't take the time to. So at times they did feel bad because they couldn't pick up the phone and make that call. Why is it the government's a fault and or problem to make sure that they have somebody on the other end of the phone that can speak Italian, Greek, Spanish, whatever the language is? You came to this country for a better life. Why not learn the language of the country? Why not learn? Now, I did not say forget your heritage. But you came here. You came here for a better, I hope you came here for a better life, a better way of life. Why not learn the customs? Why not learn? You know, I told you guys a while back, in my community, my little community, there was, and I saw this as a kid growing up. I didn't grow up in 1942, but they still had push carts when I was a kid. These were all Italian people. Pushing these carts around town with fresh fish and fruits and vegetables and those kind of things. And they all had to have licenses. They couldn't push those carts around without them. Now, today, here in California, to have a restaurant, you have to have a license. You have to be inspected by the Department of Health. They put letters in. They put grade letters in the window. A, B, and C, depending on how clean or good your kitchen is. And yet we're okay with unlicensed people selling their wares in the street. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces.
Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Come to see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. All right? I mean, and again, you've got to push back. You've got to be involved. You can't be afraid. I mean, really, really that simple. You cannot be afraid. You have to be willing to speak up and stand up for your rights. Stand up, and even stand up for the rights of others. You know, we always talk about God bless our troops and what they're doing. Well, what are they doing? In most cases, what is she? In most cases, they're fighting for the rights of others, not theirs. They're fighting for freedoms of others, not theirs. Because they've enjoyed those freedoms. They want others to enjoy those freedoms as well. Remember that. Our soldiers aren't necessarily always fighting for our freedoms. So I went down the road. What I was trying to say about immigrants, and in my local community where we had restaurant after restaurant struggling to stay alive, to stay open, to stay, keep people working, making payroll, paying wages. And that restaurant owner got mad because it was an immigrant. I'm not going to say legal immigrant because I don't know that. But there was an immigrant with a push cart selling food outside of his restaurant, on the sidewalk right outside of his restaurant. And the guy had a line for that food. And the guy got upset and he said, look, here's this guy selling food out here. He has no inspection by the Board of Health. He has no license to sell. He doesn't have to collect, or he's not collecting food taxes. And we don't know if he's following all the rules that I have to follow to stay open. Why is that okay? That's wrong. He should be shut down until he had everything he needs. Well, the loons on the left went out of their mind. How dare you? He's just trying to make a living. He's just trying to feed his family just like you are. Well, no, not just like you are. These are the same people that will scream about union versus non-union. Shut down the non-union shops because they... No. It's equal and fair across the border. It's not. That's what true equality and true equity is, they like to use. But they don't really want all that. Whatever they perceive to be right and good is right and good. End of discussion. No one's above the law except except, notice I said except, an immigrant selling food with no food license, not collecting sales tax like you're supposed to. None of that. All of that is fine. I wonder if the IRS would catch up and find out what they're making. Are they filing taxes properly? I don't know. Do you? I know the restaurant is, and they shut them down. That's what I'm talking about. They're not honest about what they do. Oh, we already know this, but they won't fess up to it. It's right in front of their face, and they won't fess up to it. All right, you got me way off on that one. Who poked me on that? I don't remember. We were talking about obesity, and the word obesity, apparently, is racist. And more than 2 out of 5 Americans, including half of the black populations, are obese, which leads to an increase in risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancer, and early death. The U.S. now is considered as the most obese country in the Western world. You know what I love about this, too, more than anything? According to those eco-freaks, you know, the Earth Day freaks, the Earth is dying, and we were supposed to be dying of starvation by now. 2/3 of the world's population was supposed to be wiped out. What was it? Late 60s, early 70s, when they made these predictions for 10 years. For 10 years back then. I'm sorry. If this was Old Testament days, you'd have to stone them to death. Because the predictions don't come out, ever. Not one. And I always like to joke, would you keep these guys as your stockbrokers if you had them and they were making this many mistakes? In 1960, only 13% of the country's population was classified as obese. 13%! I was a year old in 1960. But even in the 70s, we had kids that were fatter, but not like it is today. When I walk on school grounds today, I see how big these kids are. I'm like, what do we do? Do we stop gym? Do we no longer have physical education? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Look, we used to go out in the schoolyard, and we'd stink terrible when we came back in because we were running around so hard we were sweating. That's what boys do. That's what kids do. Yeah, I don't see that anymore when I go to the playgrounds. You don't see that kind of playing happen. Somebody's... Young kids actually have phones that they're on. They can't be bothered running around. Experts blame this massive increase in societal trend towards processed foods, larger meal servings. Oh, yeah, that's true. Sedentary life. Look, there's people coming here from other countries. On vacation, obviously. And they'll say, my God, I've never had so much food in my life. I've never been served. You go to an Italian restaurant there. They are edible portions. They come here, they take a doggy bag with them, they eat for the next day and a half. We are pigs. We got to supersize everything. And then we wonder why we're in such a bad shape. Well, actually, we don't wonder why. If we're honest with ourselves, there's one area I'm very honest with myself. I know that I'm overweight, extremely overweight. I know what's caused it. I know I need to get off my butt, start doing more. And I'm not afraid to admit it. It's just what it is. And I've got nobody else to blame. It's just like, forgive me, I quit smoking years ago. I know, they always say that smokers are quit of the worst. But I mean, in all sincerity, if you've been smoking all your life, can you really wonder how you got lung cancer? Honestly. And people will get that, my heart goes out to them, but people will get that diagnosis, and it's like, how could this happen? Well, grab that pack of cigarettes that's in your pocket, kind of where you never go without it. What does it say on the side of the package? You know, just amazing. And yeah, somebody said in the chat room, it's true. Physical education, gym would be replaced with a smartphone. You know, any of you guys think that was kind of crazy? Remember, what was that home game, Wii? Right? You had the glasses on, you had this on, you had that on. Virtual reality. and you sit there and you golf. Because golf is great exercise. Don't you know that? Everybody said golf is great exercise. Not in your living room. You hit a virtual ball that goes to a virtual green. You never really moved. The thing about golf being healthy was you were outside in the fresh air. You had to walk from hole to hole to hole. Right? You had to walk the greens. You had to walk the grass. That's what was healthy about it. They're whacked people. Same thing with tennis. On the virtual reality thing, you can play tennis. Good for you. It's healthy. Tennis is a great game. Not in virtual reality world, it's not. Where are you running to? Are you truly chasing the ball? I mean, seriously. They've got us believing, technology has got us believing in all these, forgive me, stupid things that aren't true, they're not real. And I got to say this up, but what is wrong with you? How do you believe? Why? How? Why do you believe this stuff? Makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting me, part of the conversation. Look, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. A lot of good stuff going on there. It's 2-for-1 sale, 60% off. You don't get any of that, though, unless you use promo code Joe, which means on your way out in the shopping cart, it says you have a promo code. You have to respond, yes, I have the best one known to mankind, Joe. Just Joe. That simple. And you will get the discount you want. And a lot of great stuff there. The American-made products. You keep Americans working. You put money back into the system. Really that simple. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Come on back. A lot more we're going to talk about on the other side of the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's a great, my friend. We will fight to the end.
We will fight to the end, won't we? That's what is that song? I don't even know what the name of that is. That is, I mean, doesn't it give you like the fighting chills? You got to get in there and fight? Anyway, oh, you guys are pigs in the chat room. That's all I'm going to say. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate your time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, staying on task, on topic. January 6th hearings tonight. And they were the fiasco that we all thought they were going to be. And there's going to be more of them. Right? I mean, when you think about it, there's going to be more of them. They think they're driving home a point. I'll bet you they had probably the lowest ratings ever of this kind of thing. Remember that the Pelosi, and see, this was truly supposed to be bipartisan. Okay, truly bipartisan. And when you think about it, seven Dems and two Rhino Republicans that the head of the Republican Party didn't choose, the head of the Democrat Party chose them. Gee, I wonder why. She would not let him have who he wanted. Banks, Jordan, McCarthy wasn't allowed to choose the members, which is exactly what was supposed to happen. When the January 6th Selection Committee was impaneled, for the first time ever,
Pelosi took the unprecedented step of barring two minority leaders chosen. Now, Representative Banks told Fox News ahead of the Thursday night hearing he nonetheless worked independently on his own investigation to investigate aspects of the Capitol protest. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson from Mississippi, a Democrat, and Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney are not interested in all sides of the issue. They're just not. First and foremost, the Capitol was not secure that day. There was a systemic breakdown of security and leadership within the Capitol. Top levels of Capitol Police, when Pelosi kicked me and Jim Jordan off that committee, said that they weren't allowed to serve on it. We still went to work anyway. They still decided to do their own thing to make sure they got the information they needed. Other members of the January 6th committee included Representative Elaine Lurie of Virginia, James Raskin of Maryland, Adam Schiff. Ooh, there's a man of integrity. Pelosi said Banks and Jordan would endanger the integrity of the committee, adding that she would only accept the GOP's other nominees, Representatives Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota, Rodney Davis of Illinois, and Troy Nels of Texas. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded by pulling the entire slate. Banks said that he and Jordan interviewed several Capitol law enforcement and determined serious issues around the security, intelligence gathering, and dissemination of information. Pelosi orchestrated that whole thing. And it went down the way she wanted it to. This is not Joe Messina saying this. You look at the evidence yourself. You look at who she turned down for support. They were asking for support. They saw what was coming down. They wanted the National Guard there. The mayor of D.C. was not going to allocate any more cops to it. Gee, I wonder why. What was going on for them all to be on the exact same page about the same issue? Any kind of large gathering in D.C. warrants the police, right? And if they thought this was going to be really bad, why not call it the National Guard? An official from the union representing Capitol Police disclosed that there was no intelligence sharing that may have better prepared the officers for chaos. So they were told this would be any other normal day of people coming in and out of the Capitol. They had faulty or outdated equipment. Some of them didn't even have riot shields or helmets. The rioters had better equipment than they did. You haven't heard about any of these issues raised, and you won't. It's not going to happen. Right? The true intent of this Thompson-Cheney committee is to try to prevent Donald Trump from being able to run for office again. That's the whole goal here. You already know that. I don't know if you guys caught it, but they arrested, a Republican running for governor? Because, ready for this one? Because he was at the January 6th event. Not because he participated or anything else. He's been charged with 3 misdemeanors. I mean, seriously? Other conservatives have pointed to the frequent use of the term insurrection as a potential means for Democrats to invoke the 14th Amendment. I mean, this is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. You know it when this is all done. I think those people that they put in jail that have not had the ability to have counsel or to have bail or anything along those lines, I hope they do get. You know, we spend all this money over to Ukraine. We spend all this money on the illegals coming up over the border. These people deserve millions that have been put in jail. They deserve millions of dollars. And I think it should come out of the DNC. I think they should have to pay the fines. They're the only ones pushing this. Other conservatives have pointed to that term insurrection. And truly that it's aimed at simply keeping Trump out of office. And the areas that they're, you know, the banks and others are looking into, the January 6th, they're not. They've already got an end game planned. They know what they want is an outcome, and that's what they're pushing to get. That's what they're pushing for. So, you know, that changes the narrative away from a political witch hunt going after Donald Trump, and their narrative is to try to abolish the Electoral College, prevent Donald Trump's name from ever being on the ballot again.
You know, we have so dumbed down education. Oh, my God. We have so made Nimrods out of our general populace. I say that with all the love and understanding I can say with. Look, if you truly understood how the Electoral College worked for president, you would be all for it. Truly. And get yourself informed. There's a class that I facilitate for Patriot Academy. And it goes through all of this stuff. And I can't tell you how many people in the class, after hearing how the Electoral College works, I cannot tell you how many of them go, oh my God, that makes so much sense. I never knew that's what it was for. I never knew that's how it rolled out. I never knew that's how it worked. So these aren't about serious issues. They want to do everything they can to intimidate Donald Trump staffers, people who work close to him, people who supported him, from ever supporting a candidate like him again. Ever. And the problem is, we need to encourage them to do this kind of thing. We need to encourage our people, seriously, to run at any cost. What are you afraid? Are you going to lose your home? Are you afraid you're going to lose your car? How about go to jail? Because they don't like what you said. You know, you love this country you live in. You love everything it stands for, everything it did afford you. Do you know how many people gave their lives for that to happen? I'm not talking about the Civil War. Go back to the Revolutionary War. Do you understand what these people gave up for you? What they put on the line for you, for people they would never know, never shake hands with, never benefit from anything you're doing. They did it for your future. And you're spitting in their face. Yeah, you are. Democrats pushed off the Supreme Court protection bill after an armed man charged with attempted murder of Kavanaugh. And they, no big deal. Can you imagine? This was a lefty, by the way. They tried to spin as a righty, as they always do. But can you imagine if this person went after one of theirs? Right? House Democrats on Wednesday again pushed off a consideration of the Senate-approved legislation that would offer additional protection to Supreme Court justices. This is a day after a man was charged with attempted murder on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday made a unanimous consent request to bring the legislation that would increase security for justices to the House floor for consideration on Tuesday. But again, she wouldn't do it. See, that they don't believe in democracy. They don't believe that this is a republic. They truly believe this is a dictatorship. They truly believe that they were elected to have total control. Really. The Senate last month unanimously passed a bill, Republicans and Democrats, to protect these justices. I mean, really, and what, Nancy? Little Nancy couldn't be bothered, right? Don't you love it? House Democrats want to expand the Supreme Court measure to include security for other court employees. But it remains stagnant as the Supreme Court marches toward the end of its term. What other employees? And why are they in trouble? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the drug problem in this country and how it's getting worse because of these kids that really, really are depressed. We'll be back in a few minutes.